I'd like to read another, maybe more pervasively done thing, a dedication. We stood by the library. It was an August night. Priests and sisters of hundreds of unsaid creeds passed us, going their separate pondered roads. We watched them cross under the corner light. Freights on the edge of town were carrying away flat cars of steel to be made into secret guns. We knew, being human, that they were enemy guns, and we were somehow vowed to poverty. No one stopped or looked long or held out a hand. They were following orders received from hour to hour, so many signals, all strange, from a foreign power. But tomorrow, you said, peace may flow over the land. At that corner, in a flash of lightning, we two stood. That glimpse we had will stare through the dark forever. On the poorest roads, we would be walkers and beggars toward some deathless meeting involving a crust of bread. Now, one reason I plunged for this to try to make a point in the program is, oh, I feel that this is like vivisection, you know, some are sacrificed so that others may more fully live. So, into this poem, I look, we stood by the library. This is geographical, but also, that's a pretty good thing to do. You know? It's sort of political, if you'll forgive me for a minute. We stood by the library. It was an August night. Now, later it gets more elaborately like this, when it says priests and sisters of hundreds of unsaid creeds and so on. It begins to draft language into all sorts of things. But what I'm thinking about is that maybe every day, the speech we use every day is full of these, we stood by the library, little things. You know, it's not much, and you may not know it, but it's having an effect. And composition is organizing effects.